Hello, and welcome back to Field Notes, the offshoot of our Sounds of the Sanctuary podcast, where we take a deeper dive into the topics raised in Sounds of the Sanctuary and consult some of our very own Red Wings experts or special guests to pick their brains to get a wider understanding on the topic. If you are a horse owner or someone who loves and cares for horses, we hope you'll enjoy these discussions. Don't forget to hit subscribe or recommend it to others. This week's Sounds of the Sanctuary, we focused on rehoming at Red Wings and met Whitney, a ridden horse, and Budgie, an unbacked project who will hopefully go on to be ridden in the future. Like any ridden horse or pony, they will wear tack like a saddle. This week in Field Notes, we speak to Poppy Webber, who is a saddle fitter, and learn more about the links between saddle fit and equine welfare, and how Poppy manages conversations about this with her clients. Plus, Poppy shares her nuggets of wisdom that she wishes every horse owner knew to get the best from their saddle fit. So today on our Field Notes podcast, we have a very special guest, and she's one of our guest experts for the series. And that is Poppy Webber, who is a Society of Master Saddlers saddle fitter, which is quite a mouthful. And Poppy first met Red Wings at the Equestrian Business Awards, because on the year that we were voted Charity of the Year, Poppy was voted Saddle Fitter of the Year, and that is where we came to know Poppy. And she has since come to visit us and had a look round and seen a bit more about what we do. And so I'll start, Poppy, by just sort of asking, when you came to Red Wings, what was your sort of first impressions and your impression of what we do here?
Well, if I'm honest, so I've been an avid supporter of Red Wings since I was a child. I was one of those children, horsey girls, who every year my grandparents adopted a pony for me. I had one called Pepper for many years. This is going back 30 odd years now. And so I thought I knew Red Wings. And then when I pulled up on the driveway on Red Wings, I thought, oh my gosh, it's literally 10 times the size I thought it was going to be. It's absolutely huge. And then I went in, met everybody. We had a wander around. And I think I was absolutely blown away with how amazing it was and how massive it was and how much more work you guys do than I realized. I thought that you did like the adopter ponies, adopt the donkeys, and every now and again a vet would go and see some ponies and you would take them, look after them, rehome them. And then I thought that's kind of where it ended. So to come along there and to see that you have an actual vet, like surgery room, and the vets are there, and then how many horses are there, all the facilities that you've got there, and then to hear about all the work that you guys do with like the community and things like that, it was very different than I was expecting it to be. I thought I was going to go and see 10 little ponies and stroke them on the nose, and it was way more than that.
But you did get to stroke some ponies on the nose.
I stroked
didn't you? That was the crucial part.
Some of them had some spectacular moustaches that even made it onto my social media, if I'm honest.
So, Poppy, we've got you on to Field Notes, obviously, in your role as an experienced saddle fitter. And we'd really like to sort of pick your brains about the links between saddle fit and positive welfare. So I guess to kick us off, what are the links that you see between what you do ensuring that saddles are fit correctly and positive welfare for horses out there in the world?
I think that saddle fitting is directly like hand in hand linked to horse welfare. A well-fitting saddle is going to mean that a horse is comfortable and a horse is healthy, and its well-being is taken care of. And then so the flip side of that is an ill-fitting saddle can cause a horse to be unhealthy, can be uncomfortable, and lead to several things kind of down the line. So there's definitely a link between saddle fitting and horse welfare. And I think that as riders and as horse owners and as horse riders, horses don't ask to be ridden any point in their life, and we do it for us. And as much as we think, oh, I'm going to take my horse out for a lovely hack and we're both going to clear our heads of the awful day we've had, that hack is for us. Everything we ride them really is for us. So we have to make sure that every time we do that with our horses, that we do it in as comfortable and as kind way as we can. They don't ask for that at all, and yet they willingly do that for us. So I think that we need to make sure the tack we put on them is as comfortable as it's possible to be. And I think that links in very strongly with like horse welfare.
Definitely. And on the flip side of that, so obviously, like you said, well-fitting tack means the best, comfiest horse
you know, yeah. and the horse that's going to enjoy being ridden the most. On the flip yeah. side, what kind of welfare concerns could there be if a saddle didn't fit correctly, perhaps?
So if a saddle doesn't fit correctly, say a horse is regularly ridden in an ill-fitting saddle, you know, the initial riding situation won't be as comfortable, their performance will be affected, they won't stride as freely with their limbs. But then longer term, it can lead to saddle sores, it can lead to muscle atrophy, you know, they'll change the way that they're moving under saddle, and so some muscles will build up and other muscles won't build up, and that will change their shape. Sometimes there's a really strong link between kissing spine, for example, and poorly fitting saddles. So there's loads of like long-term effects that can happen. And we think of like the shorter-term effect. Usually we think, oh, if I put my saddle, you know, I put a badly fitting saddle on my horse, it might get sore over its withers. But actually that can lead to much longer-term issues with horses.
Definitely. And when you're, obviously you cover quite a vast area, you go to lots of yards. Yeah. Are there any welfare sort of concerns when you go out and fit saddles? Are there any things welfare wise that would make your job easier or harder, I guess?
So one of the really common things that we see that kind of borderlines a welfare issue is like rider weight and horse weight. I see a lot of very overweight horses. And I'm not sure who it was, but one of the charities, it may have been you guys, but somebody shared a post a little while ago, and it was about like a really, like a fat horse and then a really emaciated horse. And it said on that, both of these are neglect. And it's mm-hmm. true. And I see a lot of horses that fit in the first category. I do see some that, you know, I'll also see some that I'll say that horse shouldn't be ridden because it's not got enough muscle or enough weight on it yet. But the fat horses is definitely an issue. And I think that we also, that goes very, very hand in hand in my experience with riders who are perhaps too heavy or too large for their horse as well, because we talk a lot about this 15%, 20% of the horse's weight for the rider. And I think often riders have overweight horses in order to have to fit within that 20%. And actually we need to, as saddle fitters and as horse people, and it needs to be shared, it needs to be better known, instead of being with a 15 to 20% weight ratio, it should be a 15 to 20% weight, like their optimum weight. Mm-hmm. So the horse is already 50 kilos overweight. That 50 kilos is 50 kilos less of a rider that it can carry, mm-hmm. not more, but if it's already carrying that extra weight. And that's something that we see a lot. So the weight of rider, the weight of horse, but also size of rider. We're breeding horses now, I think, with shorter and shorter backs. You know, and not that long ago, almost, you know, everything had, you know, 17 and a half, 17 inch saddle on. Mm-hmm. And I'm now seeing quite large horses who you can't get more than a 16 inch saddle on. Now, mm-hmm. 16 inch saddle is a kid's saddle, it's a pony yeah. saddle. So we're seeing these, you know, horses with shorter and shorter backs, often the cob type. And then one big issue is that we can't fit a saddle onto the horse that the rider also fits into. And that's not even mm-hmm. weight related. That yeah. can be leg length, bottom size, etc. But if the rider's bottom doesn't fit into the saddle, or their legs don't fit into the saddle that will fit on the horse's back comfortably, then that rider cannot ride the horse. And they might be fine weight ratio wise, but yeah, size wise. So that's a big thing that we see in saddle fitting. Like, you know, if we're going to a saddle to fit it, we don't often see ill-fitting saddles as such. We'll go to one yeah. that fits ill-fitting, we'll change it. But yeah. the rider weight and rider size and horse weight is definitely an issue that's being discussed more openly now, which is mm-hmm. good, I think. Because yeah. I think, you know, a couple of years ago, it was a very difficult thing to mention on a yard, and something that, you know, it was kind of our responsibility to mention. Mm-hmm. But now I feel it's spoken about more freely, hopefully, I think. I do think we've turned a bit of a corner with the rider size debate.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you say, it's more than just weight. It's the whole picture, isn't it? Does that rider look the right size, proportion and everything for the yeah. horse
are they
that they're riding?
Centrally? Yeah. Are they sitting centrally in the saddle? If they're too big for the horse, they're sitting on the wrong part of the saddle, so then the saddle's balance is out, and therefore it's not a well-fitting saddle. As well as it fits the horse statically, yeah. it has to fit the horse with the rider on board, and if the rider isn't sitting correctly, then it doesn't fit the horse or the rider. So yeah
and you talked about how these issues are becoming more openly discussed. Have you ever had to have those sort of conversations on a yard that you've visited or with any clients of yours?
Yes regularly, and it can be awful, like really, like you feel like you're saying horrible things to people, and you're not You know, I'm not saying to someone, you're too heavy. I'm saying to someone, you are currently too heavy to ride your horse or to fit your, not you're too large, but you're just too large for that particular saddle for your horse.
And
I find that there is still some resistance from people, because I do find that a lot is put onto us, the saddle fitters, to say things. And we see the rider every 6 months, whereas these riders are often having weekly lessons with instructors. Mm-hmm. I think instructors have to take some responsibility as well, to sort of some of the onus on them, because they must be able to see that the rider is too large for the horse, for example, or too large for the saddle, or the horse is overweight, again, or, you know, horses weight. But, you know, we see them every 6 months, and yet there's an awful lot on us to say these things.
Yeah.
And it's very awkward. And I've said it previously to people, and they've cried, and I felt awful, and I've cried, and they've cried, and yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah. So, like you say, a huge part of your profession and your expertise is to do the saddle fit, but there's a lot of people skills involved, isn't there,
to
have those really difficult conversations and things like that.
Yeah.
And like you say, it's really interesting that you take it as part of your profession. You know, you are accredited and you take it as part of that. You take that duty of care really, really seriously. Yeah. But it is a wider conversation, like you say, on yards, whatever, you know, at shows, things like that, where people need to be open to hearing that kind of messaging, don't they?
Yeah, and there is apparently more being done on shows. And I think actually not even just like rider weight and horse weight, I think actually saddle fitting is much more spoken about. Like we are much more, and part of it's to do with Facebook and like these Facebook pages and people sharing photos of their saddles and people just getting a little bit more educated in saddle fitting, I think is really important. And so, you know, when you're going out for a hack with your friend and you look at a saddle and the saddle slipped up over the shoulder and you're like, oh, your saddle shouldn't do that, you know, they're learning more and more about these things. And I think that's really good for horse welfare.
Mm.
Educate the riders and educate the horse owners.
Yeah. And that leads me nicely. It's almost as if you knew what my next question was going to be, because it's the perfect segue. But you yourself have set up kind of an online and an in-person course, I think, you know, giving horse owners the tools to understand more about saddle fit. And I think it's important to acknowledge that course doesn't train someone to be a saddle fitter.
So 100%. And I get people messaging all the time like, I want to be a saddle fitter, should I do your course? No, you go and do the saddle fitting courses. It's very much a very basic for a horse owner. So it teaches you how to like check the safety parts on your saddle and, you know, check if your tree's broken, how to put it on your horse, how to know if it's too long, too short, if it's bridging, if it's not bridging. Doesn't teach you how to fit a saddle, it teaches you how to look at your saddle in a much more educated way and see if your saddle needs to see the saddle fitter. Doesn't teach you anything to do with it. And again, because I truly believe that the more horse owners know about saddle fitting, the more likely they are to use a saddle fitter. And
yes.
I think when I first started, I have a YouTube channel, quick bit of advertising there, self-promotion.
Plug.
So I do all of that sort of stuff and do quite a lot of social media, and I do a lot of education stuff. And to begin with, there was quite a lot of resistance by, you know, by other saddle fitters and by, you know, some of the governing bodies. And I think they thought, gosh, you know, this crazy girl's coming along and teaching horse owners how to fit saddles and does all out of jobs. But actually, I think the tide has turned a little bit now. I was thinking about this the other day. And like every time I meet another saddle fitter, like, oh, God, I love your stuff. And I share it with all my clients. Because I think actually people realise that, and again, going right back to horse welfare, the more people know, then the more they can look after their horse better. So there's no harm in people knowing a little bit more. We're not teaching to be saddle fitters. I'm definitely not teaching someone to be a saddle fitter. My job. You have to train loads to be a saddle fitter. You can't learn it on an internet course. Some people train to be saddle fitters online. It's impossible. You have to feel it. 90% of my work is about feel.
Yeah.
My hands.
Yes. And like you say, if a horse owner has an increased knowledge of saddle fit, they're more likely to spot the signs their saddle doesn't fit much sooner and call out someone like yourself, which benefits you as a saddle fitter, but more importantly, benefits their horse, because it won't get to the point where their horse is visibly uncomfortable, hopefully, because they're already spotting the signs before the horse starts showing the signs of real pain. Yeah.
Yeah, I do. And I do also think it kind of, you know, it's going to keep saddle fitters on their toes a little bit, which I think is a good thing, because, you know, if if they're going up to someone, you know, it's gone are the days where a saddle fitter can go out, throw a saddle on a horse, not even put the rider on, sell them that saddle. People are like, no, no, no. I know now. I've got Facebook. I know all about this. Yeah. You have to see me ride.
Yeah.
You know, you have to do this and you have to do that, because that's what should happen in a saddle fitting. And that's good because it means that people can't get away with doing a half-job saddle fitting now. And I know that it's, as a saddle fitter, it's frustrating sometimes when people message you like, hi, I've just done my saddle. I think it's doing this, that, and the other. And you think, no, it's not. Okay. But it's also really good that people are taking an interest in it.
Yeah.
So I'm, as much as I do roll my eyes sometimes at a message someone says, I think my saddle is bridging. And I'm like, no, it's not. It's fine. I've just seen it last week. But I do roll my eyes. But I think so much, actually, like, yay. Yay for this person for paying attention and taking an interest in their saddle. Because, yeah, like I said at the very beginning, we strap these saddles onto our horses and we ask them to do all these crazy things. The least we can do is make sure that they're doing it comfortably.
Brilliant. We touched on a few things already, but when you're out and about seeing owners, to any horse owner listening, what info as a saddle fitter do you wish that you could give them to take away? Like, is there anything that you think that would help them achieve the best out of their saddle fitting and the best out of their saddle, even if it's just like one nugget of, you know, wisdom from Poppy that you think would help them?
Two things. So one thing, like a practical thing, I think they learn to look at your horse and listen to your horse. And, you know, if you bring your saddle out and your horse puts its ears back at you, or you put your saddle on the horse's back and it tries to take your head off with its hind legs, it's trying to tell you something. And like sometimes people say, you know, it's just grumpy. Sometimes it's mares are hormonal. But they are trying to say something. And whether they're trying to say that the saddle doesn't fit or their tummy hurts or whatever, again, we owe it to them to listen the very best that we can. And sometimes it takes, you know, a few paraprofessional people like working together to come to find what the answer is. But the vast majority of horses want to please and don't want to try and kick your head off for no reason. And I think that people are very quick to label their horses as naughty or quirky or whatever. But I do think the vast majority, and you probably see that at Red Wings, the vast majority
very much so. Yes.
Come from something else inside, discomfort, pain, fear, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think all horse owners, instead of dismissing their horses, he's always been a bit girthy. Look at why your horse is girthy or why your horse doesn't want you to have a saddle on its back.
Mm-hmm.
And that links in a little bit with like get your saddle checked every 6 months, obviously. But another thing I think is very important, and again, linking a little bit back, is pick the right saddle fitter. So pick a properly qualified saddle fitter. Make sure you ride for the saddle fitting. You should be able to ask any question of your saddle fitter, and your saddle fitter should be happy to answer it. They should see you ride in all paces where possible. Obviously not possible for like an unbacked horse or something, but they should see you doing everything in saddle where and when possible, and should be happy to answer any questions that you have going forward. So yeah, that's another thing I think all horse owners need to know.
Red Wings is committed to supporting saddle fitters with understanding the current equine welfare situation and legislation in the UK, helping them to ensure positive welfare for the horses they see. In 2022, we collaborated with the Horse Trust to create new training for the Society of Master Saddle Fitters that can form part of a saddle fitter's CPD, which stands for Continuing Professional Development. For more information about this, search Saddle Fit on our website, redwings.org.uk.